Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Bryant, and also the owner of Abundant Life Living and a life coach. In the title of this podcast, it uses the word Zoe. Zoe is a Greek word that means the absolute fullness of life. Each week on this podcast, we'll be discussing topics to help you do just that, to help you live the absolute fullness of life. We will give you practical steps and tools and strategies to live the life that God has destined you to live. So I encourage you to make sure to set your alarms and tune in weekly as we help you, as we empower you, as we inspire and motivate you to go be all that God's called you to be. Thank you so much for listening and take care. I want to welcome you to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. My name is Tanya Bryant, and I am your host. This is episode number 2, the week of January 13th, where we are going to be talking about what type of seed do I need in my life. Last week, we established that we need seed in order to grow. We need seed, and it's necessary to have seed in our life in order to grow and to become all that God's called us to be. And so this week, we're going to talk about what type of seed we need in our life. Now, we talked about what a seed was last week. So a seed can be a living thing, a living entity. Seed can be the source of development or growth. And for our discussion today, we're going to really be using that definition to guide us. So seed can be a source of development or growth. Seed also can supply or furnish with something that causes or stimulates growth or development. In order for us to live the Zoe life, in order for us to live the absolute fullness of life, we must have seed. But we must have the right type of seed based on where we're at in our life. As humans, as individuals, we go through cycles. We go through stages of development in our life. Just like a seed goes through a cycle as well. So we won't know the type of seed that we need until we understand where we're at. We have to stop and take inventory of our life and what are the challenges that we're confronting. We've got to evaluate, what are some of the things that I am lacking in? What are some of the things that I keep confronting? That will be an indication of what type of seed that you need in your life. Remember, as individuals, we go through cycles. In a human, our life is all about cycles. Okay, you know, we start off as a baby, then we go to toddler, and then childhood, and then adolescence, and then adulthood, you know, so we go through stages in our life. And so based on that stage, based on where we're at, we'll determine what type of seed we need in our life. And when we talk about seed for this discussion, we're talking about seed being the source of development or growth. So in order for me to know what type of seed that I need to help me to grow and develop, I need to evaluate where am I at in my life. You can do that by beginning to look at what's going on. What am I challenged with? So let me give you an example. So let's say in your life right now, you are struggling financially. You are in a season or a cycle of your life where you are being challenged financially. You don't have enough money. The money that you do have comes in, goes out. You don't manage properly. You're not able to save. You know, you're not able to budget. You are really dealing financially. So that is an indication that, okay, that person, I need some knowledge. I need some knowledge, some seed that's going to help me begin to tackle the challenges that I'm dealing with my finance. So the type of seed that I need to maybe get some books about finances and managing. You know, maybe I need to get with the financial advisor. You know, maybe I need to open up my word and get some seed, some word seed about finances and what God says about finances. Okay. See, so I'm evaluating where I'm at. And because I'm lacking in that area, I need to get some finance seed. And I'm not talking about just getting money, but I need information. I need that source of development and growth so I can grow with my finances. So that means I need to seek out books. I need to seek out knowledge. I need to seek out information on how I can begin to get a handle on my finances. I need money seed. I need seed in the form of information and maybe in the form of money. I probably need the information first so that I know how to take care of the money that comes to me and I can grow and develop and be what God's called me to be and as it relates to my finances. See, a seed is that source of development and growth. What type of seed do I need in my life? Based on where you're at, based on the cycle that you're dealing with, will let you know what type of seed, what type of source of information, what sources you need so that you can grow and develop in that area. I hope this is making sense. What type of seed do I need in my life? I will be able to determine that when I stop and I look at what's going on in my life. One of the ways that you can do that is you can begin to pray and seek God. Okay, God, I'm seeing that I'm being challenged in the financial area. What do I need to do? What are practical things that I need to do? Are you sowing? Are you giving? You know, those are things you need to begin to pray and seek God. And he will then provide you with seed. I'm not talking about monetary seed, but he will provide you with the sources of development, sources of information, so that you can grow and develop in that area and get a handle on your finances. I hope this was making sense. The question that we ask today is, what type of seed do I need in my life? That is only going to be determined based on what cycle or where you're at in your life. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I want you to join us again next week where we will continue this discussion about seed in your life, why we need seed, what type of seed we need in our life. We probably will discuss next week how we need to begin to plant and cultivate the seed that we get in our life. Again, this has been episode 2 of Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I hope to see you next week. Take care. You have just listened to another exciting episode of Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I want to encourage you to visit our website to learn more about the services and programs that we have to offer you to help you live that absolute fullness of life. You can go to www.abdlifeliving.com. I also want to encourage you to look at our Zoe Life for Women monthly membership group. If you're ready to deal with those issues that have been holding you back, this group is for you. If you're ready to be challenged, this group is for you. If you're ready to be all that God's called you to be, this group is for you. This group will help coach you, mentor you, and provide you with the spiritual guidance to help you begin to deal with stuff, deal with the fear, so that you can begin to unlock your potential and go forward and do what God's called you to do. You can go to abdlifeliving.com/zlife to find out more about the program. It is very affordable. It is a monthly program where you will get a monthly empowerment seminar. You have access to a private Facebook group. Also, you will have access to discounts for upcoming programs and services that we will be offering. And additionally, if you are in the program for 3 consecutive months, in the third month, you will get a 30-minute coaching session with Coach Tanya Bryant. Again, I encourage you to visit our website. Go live life abundantly. God bless you.